Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 8:33 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Very nice to bring in the former HBO sports president and current executive producer of the documentary Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later, Ross Greenberg, winner of 51 sports Emmys and 8 Peabody Awards. Obviously decorated, he was with HBO for 33 years, and he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ross, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, good. Great to be here, John. Good to be with you this nice, beautiful day in New York.
Oh, we got it. It's beautiful down here, too. That's great to hear. After all the flooding, hopefully you were okay through that.
Yeah, we did okay. You know, we're getting some rain tonight. So it's supposed to be pretty heavy downpour, so people are a little skittish up here. But it's been a tough time up here, and reminiscent of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, obviously what went on in New York 20 years ago this Saturday, and it will start on HBO. Talk about making this, and I mean reliving this for you, and how, as the executive producer, how detailed it is and everything else, how difficult and yet how rewarding it must have been for you doing this project.
Yeah, well, actually, executive producer Sandy Montag called me about 8-10 months ago and asked me if I wanted to produce and direct this. And, given my past experience on this subject matter, the fact is, in 2005, Joe Levine and I, took on the project of doing this kind of documentary called Nine Innings from Ground Zero. But we were 20 years later, and we were looking at this in a different light. I have a personal experience through Houston, believe it or not, John. My mom grew up in Houston and lived the latter part of her life in Houston. On September 9th, 2001, she passed away in Houston. And I was down there on Tuesday, September 11th, in her apartment, waiting for her funeral that morning, and when the planes hit, and so I actually had to take a Greyhound bus from Houston to rejoin my family in New York, and then a month and a half later, found myself in a baseball stadium called Yankee Stadium for Game 3 of the World Series, and as you remember, Houston's own George W. Bush, threw out that first pitch to kind of alert America that I'm safe here, so you're going to be safe. Do not worry. And, of course, my wife was worried they were going to bomb the stadium, but I felt like I needed to get there for some degree of normalcy in my life after the hectic, crazy couple of months of losing my mom and then 9/11, feeling the impact in New York of 9/11. So the next day after that game, I took Joe Levine and executive producer Rick Bernstein in my office, and I said, I don't know when, but we're going to make a documentary on this. Well, lo and behold, now 20 years later, we made a different documentary on this. So it's been quite a ride, but a very emotional ride, and I think, people will take away quite a bit from this film that we put together.
Ross Greenberg joins us, and we're talking about this documentary that you've got coming out on HBO Max. And, you're an expert storyteller. The way that – and I just got – I have so much – this is Lance Erline, by the way. I have so much respect for the work you've done with the Hard Knocks and the Real Sports. And I think that you have – and the way that you've done boxing over the years has really changed the storytelling and the narratives in sports for us as consumers and people who work in the business. I'm curious, though, as someone who lived in New York and lived through it, how difficult was this trying to storyboard this documentary and put everything together? Did it drum up the emotions and things that have happened in the past with you through the 9/11, through what you went through?
Yeah, very much. We focused on taking the average day American, the person who lost a loved one in 9/11 and had a tie to baseball and used baseball in those moments after 9/11 to kind of relift their spirits a bit. The message that we sent, we enlisted Joe Torre and Bobby Valentine right off the top because they were so active right after 9/11 in New York with their Mets and Yankees. So that was very important. They're executive producers on the project, and they're our guide. And that was very important to us. But we also went after people like Brielle Saraceni, who we had met when she was 11. Now she's a young lady 20 years later with a husband, and we introduced them to the surprise kind of unity that they formed after 9/11. And I'll let this film tell the story of that. We found Carol Geese, whose husband was a driver of one of the fire trucks that went there. Karen Barbara, whose dad, took firemen into the towers and lost his life. So we took a lot of people we had met, but new faces, new families, and introduced them. But, of course, we also taught, to the Bernie Williams and the Mike Piazzas and the Al Leiters and the John Francos, those that lived it from the field. Because the moments in baseball will never be forgotten. The electricity of Piazza's home run in games 3, 4, and 5 in Yankee Stadium of the World Series. You're never going to see moments like that again, because there never is going to be that kind of traumatic experience followed by these historic moments in baseball, that were really magnified by the events of 9/11. So all of those memories came rushing back to me and to Joe Levine, and we just wanted to kind of bring those back home. We wanted to introduce a lot of those feelings and moments to 20-year-olds that had never even experienced 9/11. We wanted to explain what the world and what the city and what life was like in the United States at that moment. So it was a difficult but rewarding experience for us.
Russ Greenberg. Produced and directed Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later. You mentioned, it's indelible in my mind, the Bush first pitch, but Piazza, in his Hall of Fame speech, he had 427 homers. The only one he mentioned was the one after 9/11 that against the Braves. Which do you think will live on the longest?
There's no question that home run will live on the longest. I'm getting chills thinking about it, and also thinking about how he expresses it in the documentary. I mean, he even says there will never be a home run that he ever hits with more impact than one that he'll remember as much as that moment and that day and that launch over the center field wall. It's very emotional, and when you see the way we project it, it's something that lifted the cork out of the champagne bottle, as they say. That was a Bobby Valentine quote. That was a Mike Piazza quote, and then Bobby Valentine just let out we can breathe again, is how he projected that. So, I don't think he'll ever forget it. I don't think anyone around the country will ever forget it. And if you didn't see it, you'll get a chance to understand it more and its significance. But I think Piazza himself, that's why it was the only home run mentioned in that Hall of Fame speech. It was that important. By the way, he looks like he could still play. I've never seen a guy not age in my life.
No, it's unbelievable. The documentary is Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later, and Ross Greenberg is our guest right now and directed and put together what is a just a fantastic doc, not a surprise, based on, like I said, the storytelling you do. In terms of putting this together and the storytelling, and when you went through everything and you wanted to tell a story, but how much did you want to get into at any point how 9/11 has changed sports for us? Because John and I talked about it. We were on the radio when everything happened, and we were, people heard us and experienced 9/11 through us on the radio, some people here in Houston. I'm curious that element of what happened with sports afterwards, because when we go into baseball stadiums, football stadiums, basketball arenas, it's all different now because of 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, the national anthem and the God Bless America after the seventh inning at baseball games, that all, particularly God Bless America, was initiated after 9/11, a sense of pride in this country. As Ari Fleischer says in the docu, when Bush exited the mound and started walking back to the dugout, and the chants of USA, USA were reverberating all over Yankee Stadium, in a sound that I heard firsthand that I've never heard at the old Yankee Stadium before, and that was a loud, loud stadium. You know, he said there weren't Democrats and Republicans cheering. There were just Americans that were trying to get some semblance of normalcy back in their lives and were rooting for this country to come back from this horrific terrorist attack. So I think that that changed. You know, now communally, when people get together, hopefully post-pandemic, all of this political garbage will get thrown away. And we can go back to really loving this country for what it is all over again. And you know, hopefully it won't take an horrific event like that. Maybe it'll, you know, just be coming out of this crazy pandemic that we live in to do that. But that's, I think, one of the major takeaways of this film.
Ross Greenberg, if I could take a side turn for a minute. Ross was the president of HBO Sports from 2000 to 2011, but he was there for 33 years. I was introduced to HBO movies. And how much did sports inside the NFL, real sports with Bryant Gumbel, all your boxing, HBO World Championship Boxing, how much did sports move the needle and put HBO in a different stratosphere?
I think we moved the needle a lot. You know, it's, when I got there in 1978, it was predominantly a sports network. Movies were just starting to break through after you saw them in the theater for 3 or 4 months, then HBO would get them, and that was revolutionary. Michael Fuchs, the then CEO at the time, kind of revolutionized it as well with introducing series and other shows, you know, comedy specials, music specials. Anything that wasn't on the broadcast networks, and we forget that HBO was this new entity and this new brand of television. And so as I grew up there, I saw the change happening before my eyes. And I think, you know, when I introduced Real Sports and I introduced Hard Knocks and reality form television like 24/7, I think we added a new jolt. And, you know, while we were doing that from 1985 on, you know, I introduced the documentary filmmaking genre at HBO. Mm-hmm. And I think that changed the face of sports television as we know it. You know, we must have produced somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 or so, or closer to 100 documentaries before I left in 2011. And they've continued the tradition on now. And this is, of course, on HBO Max. Sister of HBO. So, you know, the sports documentary is now taken seriously. A lot of other divisions of major companies have decided to get into that world. There are a lot of documentary filmmakers focusing on sports nowadays, and it's here to stay, and I'm proud of what we did at HBO to kind of pioneer it.
Got to ask you, so the thing that stands out, you know, I was a huge boxing fan, and so HBO Boxing was where, you know, you guys were the ones who pulled in Mike Tyson. You brought Mike Tyson in, and we saw those fights for free. That would have been early in your career over at can you talk about that and how influential were you as part of that to make that happen?
Well, I mean, I was one of many, but we knew that there was something special going on in northern New York. And so I actually went up there to Troy, New York, as a guest of Jimmy Jacobs' then manager, to sit ringside with Jimmy and watch this phenom. He had sent me a videotape of his first 13 fights, and they were obviously all knockouts within 3 rounds. But when I saw that, I wanted to see it for myself. So when I came back from there, I told Seth Abraham, we've got to get this kid. This is ridiculous. This kid is electric. You know, I saw the arena light up when he walked out, and then, of course, he had a spectacular knockout. And so, you know, from then on, we started with a 3-fight deal, and then he made his way into the World Heavyweight Series that we had set up. And, you know, Seth and I were, like, adamant that this was a special talent, and we had to go full bore in production and showcase this incredible story, you know, with Customato and everything else coming from you know, the tough times and rising up as heavyweight champion. Of course, the downfall was difficult, and we, you know, we lost him in the 90s. He went off to Showtime, but I think he left an indelible mark, particularly in the time period that he was on HBO. But before that, don't forget, you know, with the great director Mark Payton, who lives and breathes in Houston, Texas, by the way, retired now, we showcased Leonard, Hagler, Hearns, and Duran.
Oh yeah,
In the 80s as well. Not exactly, chop liver.
No, you had. I mean, you're even mm-hmm. selling that short. Leonard, Hagler, Hearns, Duran.
Oh my God!
Yeah, John the Beast Mugabe, who I don't know if he was an HBO. I mean, I know he was on ABC.
I remember watching a couple of them.
Did you?
But Larry Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And Holmes was just kind of just sitting there dominating the division.
Didn't you offer Buster Douglas and he turned it down? Yeah. And which was a horrible business decision for him.
What happened with Buster was he was a 42-1 underdog, and we found ourselves in Tokyo. There was, I think, one writer that came over to Tokyo in order to, you know, take that back to the United States. And lo and behold, we're sitting there and watching the greatest upset in the history of boxing unfold before our eyes. So that was, quite the show by Buster Douglas and something that will live on forever in the history of the sport.
Absolutely. That's Ross Greenberg. Extra innings from 9/11, 20 years later, he produced and directed. If there's one thing that everybody should take away from Extra Innings, 9/11, 20 years later, what would that one thing be that you would like everybody to take away?
Well, the word hope, because, I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a moment in time where a tragic event occurred. Many people lost their lives. Loved ones lost their loved ones. And it was difficult. And America had to look in the mirror and say, we have to get through this. And baseball was one of the ways that certain victims and their families got through this. And there's hope. You're never going to forget those that you lost. And it's very difficult to go on day after day and remember those that you lost, sometimes at a very early age. But there is a life to live. There are reasons to live. And all the people in this documentary give us that hope that you can get on from this tragedy. And guess what? Here we are again. Mm-hmm. And that's why the message of this documentary is so important for so many people as we climb out of this horrific pandemic.
Ross Greenberg, Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later. Great talking to you. We appreciate it. Best of luck. Hopefully it's a huge success, and you got to watch it on HBO Max. It's Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later. Ross, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Okay, and thanks for having me, and get vaccinated, Texas, please.
We're in. John and I are already
We're all in.
I'm looking for number 3.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
Everybody else, you hear that? All right, taking a break. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on that, or you want to talk about your Astros? We'll do that on the other side.